Salt Lake City Council Chair Kyle LaMalfa says while Mayor Becker's budget proposal was lean and balanced, it left out a few key items.
What was not included in the budget was, and what has been missing for a long time, is ordinary maintenance of our roads, of our sidewalks, of our parks.
Some council members pointed out that the city has avoided large-scale layoffs and pay reductions during the economic downturn by scaling back on maintenance. But LaMalfa says making further cuts would be irresponsible.
We need to start catching up, or else it's really going to cost us big bucks in the long run.
Under the proposed tax hike, Salt Lake City residents with a $200,000 home will pay an additional $47.52 annually. Businesses valued at $1 million will shell out an additional $432 a year. LaMalfa says even with the new revenue, almost every department will have to make cuts, but police and fire budgets will be made whole. In a straw poll, council members voted 5-2 for the increase, with Councilman Stan Penfold and Carlton Christensen voting no. That's enough votes to avoid an anticipated veto from Mayor Ralph Becker, who agrees city operations are not sustainable, but he'd hope the council would spend the next year weighing the options and engaging the public.
To really assess how we can find the revenues to meet our public's expectations, and then make a decision without grabbing a number out of the air, which is kind of how I feel the council is operating.
Becker says property tax revenues have gone down and sales tax revenues have made only slight gains, while retirement and fuel costs continue to soar. The city council has not raised property taxes since Becker took office in 2008. The council is expected to hold a final vote on the proposed increase next Tuesday. Whitney Evans, KUER News.